So I'll say a few things before we start. First of all, just a few guidelines as we move into doing some Qigong together. If it suits you better to sit, you can sit during this time and be creative in your movements. So being able to move with your natural range of motion, not overdoing it in any one way. So that we can really just allow the movement to be just very natural with your body so that we're not overextending or efforting. So just relaxing as we move into the movement today. And then a few other things I'm going to say. This is the scarf side, and this is the chair side. So occasionally I'll say we're going to move to the scarf side or we'll move to the chair side. It's just easier than doing right and left. Let's see if there's anything else. Let's just start. Let's start with our hands, if we can, just bringing a gentle sensitivity to our hands. So just feeling our hands, rubbing them together, and then in particular feeling the palm of the hand, so that as we move into, you can start to feel the relationship between the hands to one another. And likewise, just being, you might want to sit down or even while standing, just feeling your feet, or you could sit on the floor and just feel your feet and also that part of the foot that's kind of like the palm of the foot, like the palm of the hand. So just becoming aware of the feet and how they're really firmly connected to the earth. Yeah, here we are, grounding into the earth. And so a few other things as we move in, we want to have ease in our knees. So versus locking the knees, we're going to have this kind of ease, and also just a slight kind of extension of the spine so that we're encouraging a kind of lengthening so that the lower part of the spine just relaxes downwardly. And then likewise with the elbows in the arms, allowing the elbows to relax and settle toward the earth as we it supports a relaxation as we settle, letting the elbows just relax downwardly. It helps relax the shoulders as well. So let's see. I thought we might just do a little bit of warming up. So again, rubbing the hands. If you have glasses on like me, you might want to hang them on your shirt or such. So rub our hands together, relaxing in the shoulders, and just all along the way, allowing the body to relax and settle. We'll bring the palms up to the eyes, and just as they cover the eyes,
Elenia, you accidentally muted you. Sorry.
Okay. Is that better? Okay. So we're just patting around the head. You might rub your ears and just washing your face down around your neck. And then becoming aware of the elbows. We're just going to let the elbows find rotation, extending away from the shoulder, so opening up through the elbow and shoulders. And then we'll reverse that direction, coming back. Knees, and allowing the breath to be natural and to flow, and just feeling into the body. So sometimes I'll mention like different basic elements. So we start to feel the heat of the fire in the body, like here in the shoulder area, perhaps. And we'll release there. Let's just become aware, bringing our hands akimbo onto our hips, and we'll rotate around in the hips. And going the other way as well. And release. And then we can explore balance or keep our feet upon the ground. We'll just feel into the feet and rotate the foot around this way and that. So finding, you can do this from the ground too, and letting the heel drop to the ground and rotating around. So whichever way is best in your body, rotating this way and that, and feeling the rootedness in the other foot and shifting the weight. And release. Yeah, good. I think at this point, I think you've done this before with me, those who've done this routine with me. I think we'll do some shaking. We're just going to very gently allow the body to come up and down. You've just eaten, so it might be just a very gentle shaking. And just feeling into the body. You might consider closing your eyes, and in so, you can feel inwardly into the body where that shaking might want to go. Letting that just soften, that shaking, and just feeling, we'll pause for a moment and feel into the body. And then from there, we're going to extend down and inhale up. And with a deep inhale, inhale up. And then we're going to let it go. And with a long exhale toward the earth. Inhaling up and let it go. And we'll do three or four more. Releasing down into the earth, out that which is unneeded. And one more. Beautiful. I think there's one more rotation in the spine. So let's just do a little bit of rotating. And so let me come back. We'll start that with shifting our weight from side to side. So feeling the shift of weight in the body. Just that very gentle to the chair side, to the scarf side, the heavy and the release. It's like tossing a ball back and forth. And from there, we'll shift out and just very gently bring just a very gentle twist into the spine. You can let the eye, the vision extend as well around into, so it goes all the way up through the neck. And just for each of us, it might be very, very subtle today, you know, just knowing, being sensitive to how your body wants to move today. coming back into center. We'll stand still for a moment, just feeling the body, just as it is. You might close your eyes for a moment, just feeling into. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, Rod.
Yep.
Making a lot of noise. Huh? You might want to be more. Sorry. Okay. So we're going to go through a good start to begin to go through the 18 movements, and I'll be really gentle in how we go through that. So coming into just allowing the feet to ground into, feeling that connection to the ground, lengthening up through the spine, and a really soft belly. So just see if you can notice a soft belly, ease in the belly. Okay. And sometimes I'll turn. So here we'll begin with the first movement, waving hands by the lake. And so on the inhale, inhaling up and releasing down. It's nice and soft. Coming up from the earth. On the inhale and settling back down. And one more, inhaling up, waving hands by the lake. And the second one, the hands again rise and then they extend out, relaxing the shoulders, releasing down. Let's see, this is sometimes called opening the chest on top of the mountain. So you can become sensitive to the palms where we began and their relationship to each other. Relaxing the shoulders so that the elbows release toward the earth. So encourages this ease in the body. One more, opening the heart to what is another name. So now we're going to shift the weight into the scarf foot and begin to gaze down into the palm of the chair hand. And we're going to shift the weight to the other side while the arms swing, and you feel the relationship of the two palms to each other. And so just finding a natural range for yourself, swinging the rainbow, swinging the rainbow. You feel the opening of one side and the release down into the earth on the other side. So this opening here. extending. Releasing on the exhale and rising up on the in-breath. We'll come back up, and from here we'll pause and begin to release down, bending in the knees. We scoop up and coming up, and we're parting the clouds. So I'm going to do it from the side. Releasing down. It can be very subtle. It doesn't matter how far down we go or how high. It's just what is natural for us today. Inhaling up and releasing back down. And feeling all along the way, it's kind of an airy quality. Inhale up, releasing down. And parting the clouds, clearing away, allowing the natural, immediate knowing come forth. Rising up and releasing down. We'll pause for a moment, feel the body just as it is. Soft belly. So this one I'm going to do, start on the side. We let the arms come up and the chair hand extends forward facing up while the scarf arm sweeps back. And so there's this gentle twist in the body with this movement, and it wraps around what I call the spud ball. It wraps around the ball and extends forward. As it extends forward, we shift the weight into the scarf side. So we're going to begin again. We're rising up. The scarf arm sweeps back and wraps around the ball and comes forward. And as that one comes forward, the weight shifts to the scarf side. And the chair hand wraps back. It's almost like swimming. So you can kind of get a feel of flow when you begin to do it. That might help. And feel that relationship between the palms as they come close and apart. And again, a very airy air quality in the body. There's also the flow of water in the body. The body flows. So as one hand comes close together, then they spread apart and they come back. Yeah, beautiful. And this one is called floating silk in the air. So that quality of something so soft and airy. Yet we come from the firmness of the ground. And we come back and we're going to extend down. And the arms come around. We're going to row across a big lake. releasing down, inhaling up. Down toward the earth and rising up. And ease in the shoulders, just finding the natural flow and ease, your natural range of motion, so that there's ease all along the way. Also, Franz would call this rowing across the ocean of samsara. How do we row across the ocean of distress and suffering? And we'll release down. We're going to shift our weight into the chair foot, and the hand of the scarf hand rises up across and then settles back, and we shift the weight. Inhaling up and exhaling down. Inhaling up and releasing down. Feeling all along the way, the shifting, the moving, the placing. And sometimes I do Qigong a little slower than some. And so that kind of invites us to be even more fully, perhaps attentive, so that we do feel all along the way. This is raising the sun. Raising the sun from the hip up. The heel lifts, so you can see that. With the hand and settles back down into the earth. Once more to each side. And then at this point, the two hands, they kind of meet, the palms face each other. We shift into the chair side and we gaze upwardly at the moon, turning and gazing at the moon. And again, the heel lifts on the opposite side. We shift the weight, lifting, turning and gazing at the moon. So, those who've done this with myself and others, you do know the first instruction, right? Just a reminder, the first instruction is to relax. And the second instruction is to relax. And there's one more instruction. Again, to relax. And we'll come back into center, and we're here with our hands at our hips. And just for a moment, let's pause again like we have before. Let the hands settle down, feeling into the body, rising up through the top, that lower hip resting down, and the belly soft. And just feeling how the body and the mind is right now. Rooted to the earth like a tree. And then we'll bring our hands back up to our hips. And the hand extends forward and across, and the thumb faces down as it comes forward. And so what we want to do is take an inhale and extend out, exhaling. And then we come around and back in, inhaling. Exhaling, thumb is down, and it comes around and back in. So just very gently, straight forward. There we go. Twists around and we pull it back in. And then it comes around. The wind rustles lotus leaves. The wind rustles lotus leaves. And once again to each side. And from here, we'll shift the weight to the chair side and gaze into the palm of the chair hand. And the elbow guides us around. And there's a kind of marriage between our face and the hand. And feeling the shift of the weight as the arm travels around, again into a gentle twist, waving hands like clouds, and allowing those elbows to still relax, relax the shoulder, extending up through the spine, shifting it from side to side with this lovely soft mind and belly. Checking. We'll come back to center. Bring our hands here. I'm going to skip into a different one. And we'll step forward and just ever gently to the scarf foot. We'll extend the hands out. We come forward and then back. And this one is the dove spreads its wings. We'll step back and go to the other side and step that gentle bit forward. And again, we go to the other side, shifting back. And it's just like the dove is just about to take flight. And we'll step back and we're just going to calm down this chi, this energy that we've been just discovering. on the in-breath. And we'll take a palm, a fist right here. We're going to lift it up. And we have the sun right here. This is the moon. This is the sun. The sun rises. And they meet. So, thank you.